This is Member Care Media, a ministry of TWR, with some thoughts to help you in your work and daily life. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Well, maybe you feel that you're away beyond culture shock and culture stress. You don't have that problem anymore. You've been here in this place long enough to know about the culture. You can speak the language relatively well, enough to communicate, enough to do your business, enough to share your faith when the opportunity comes along. So, okay, you're doing real well in the local culture. You like the local food. You eat it all the time. You get along well with the local people. And as far as you can tell, they seem to like you okay and get along with you. And you're not counting the months and weeks and days and hours and minutes and seconds until you can climb on a plane for your home country. Well, that's really great. I'm happy for you. I really am. I've known some people who have spent most of their lives in one foreign culture. They've adapted and blended in about as well as anyone could. They've learned to speak the language like a native with no accent at all. They're loved by the local people. Their ministry has been effective. But even after all that, there have still been certain aspects of the local culture that irritated them a little, that reminded them that they're not of this culture or place. There are still some things that occur that make them shake their heads. Mostly they smile and laugh to themselves about it, and they know where it's coming from and why, but it still bothers them just a little. So how about you? Is there something that happens now and then that makes you a little angry at times? Not angry? Okay, how about a little bit upset? Frustrated, maybe. Could it perhaps be the methods a workman uses to make repairs to something around your place of living? Maybe it's the service you get in a store or a business or lack of service, or the way people talk to their customers. Or could it be maybe the way one particular individual makes a promise to you to do something, but it isn't done? Or the way some people are always ready to agree with you and smile pleasantly, but you're not sure if they actually heard what you said, or if they really agreed with you, or if they truly meant what they said in response, because nothing seems to change. Well, it would be easy to put that down to an individual personality flaw. Just the reactions or lack of reactions of one person. You've maybe written it off as a fault of the individual or a personality clash or something like that. And well, it could be. You can run into individuals all over the world that might sort of fit into that scenario. But in this case, is that really the explanation? Is that all it is? Yeah, I know that's enough, but is that truly the answer? Or could there be some other reason? Could it be that there might be a cultural base for the way that person makes promises and doesn't seem to keep them? Is he or she making the promise or agreeing with you because they mean it? Or are they just trying to please you? They don't want to say no or to disagree because that might offend you or upset you or make you or them lose face. And they don't want to embarrass themselves. It might be just the individual. There are some people like that in every culture, probably. But take a deeper look, a wider look at others around you, and you might find there is a root to what they're doing that goes back to something in their culture. I remember a project I was working on, and I asked one of those who was helping me if we could find a certain item that we needed. No problem. Yeah, big smile, no problem. Could we have it for tomorrow? No problem. Well, I felt pretty good. We were making progress. Except that tomorrow came, and the next day, and a week, and the item still hadn't been found. As it turned out, this person didn't completely understand what it was that I wanted. But he didn't want to embarrass himself or me by admitting that he didn't know. So he thought it would keep things peaceful by saying, no problem, and postponing the inevitable. One personality? Well, I thought so at first, and until I discovered that those two words formed what seemed to be the most common phrase in the vocabulary of just about everyone there. No problem. It sometimes meant that it would be done, and it was, sometime, eventually. Maybe not right away, but sometime. At other times, it was just words. It wasn't just a personality, it was a cultural thing. You could even make a suggestion to a group or make a request and get a chorus of no problems in response. For me, well, this worked out to be another cultural learning experience, a little culture shock and a little frustration. And when the results of no problem put the project behind schedule, it produced some stress, culture stress. Which brings us around to a statement I heard recently. In order to deal with culture shock, you have to recognize that culture shock is what the problem happens to be. It doesn't necessarily help to put the blame for what has happened, for what has frustrated you or annoyed you on an individual. They may not be lazy. They may not be truly deceptive or dishonest. There may be a deeper reason for what is happening. In order to deal with culture shock, you have to recognize that culture shock is what the problem happens to be. Do the workmen appear to be lazy, or is that the cultural way of doing things? Maybe you need to study things a little deeper. Do they make you feel annoyed and a little tense when they come to work at 10 in the morning and quit at 4, and of course take an hour out for lunch in the middle of that? You expect them to at least work an 8-hour day or maybe more when it's necessary to get the job done. Is it laziness? Or does that have its root in the cultural background of those workers? And yes, you may feel with good scriptural backing that Christians in this culture should be honest and truthful at all times. But when you find that they're not, from your perspective, is that because of a flaw in the individual's moral character? Are you going to question their Christian testimony? Or was this habit maybe formed by a lifetime in a culture where honesty and truthfulness are more a matter of convenience and advantage? I remember one man who I respected a great deal, a godly man. But in a certain work situation, as we worked together, a situation came up and I asked him about it. The answers he gave were frustrating. As a matter of fact, in my context, they were not truthful, but they were given with a perfectly straight face, seriously, or with a nice friendly smile. So what was I to do? Accuse him of not telling the truth? Challenge him? Well, that wouldn't have helped the working relationship. It would have been a very difficult thing to do. It would have created and caused difficulties all the way around. A deeper look into his background showed that very likely there was a cultural aspect to this, a pattern developed over a lifetime. So what was the answer? Well, in this particular situation, I had to recognize that this was a cultural situation. I've got to admit, it was a little bit of culture shock, and it did create for me a small amount of culture stress. Okay, so it was a culture thing. The answers were still wrong. So then what? Well, then I had to find ways of asking the question in a different way or requesting the information from a different direction so that the answers could be produced without making him feel the need to not be truthful. And everything worked out just fine. We got along great. Once I recognized that it was not a personality flaw that was annoying me, it wasn't the matter of a great sin that needed to be fixed. It was a situation of cultural backgrounds. They were meeting at a point that could and did produce a certain amount of friction. Well, it was another cultural learning experience. There's been a lot of them. Which brings us back to that little statement I mentioned earlier. In order to deal with culture shock, you have to recognize that culture shock is what the problem happens to be. But you say, you know others in the same place from the same culture that don't act or react in the same way, so it can't be a culture shock situation. Maybe, and maybe not. In most countries today, people have a lot of different cultural influences on them. An individual's mother may have come from a country village with its own cultural variations and habits and customs and trainings. Father may have been raised in a large town or city. Different background, different influences, different training, different schooling. Or maybe no schooling, perhaps, for one of them. And their parents, where did they come from? What cultural and religious influences form their personalities and outlook and life philosophy and customs? And remember, each of us brings our own assortment of cultural baggage to every new situation, which adds a tint of color to how the new cultures affect us and how we view what's happening. So what am I saying? Well, don't be too quick to condemn an individual for what they do or say. Learn more about them. Where do they come from in this country? Even if they're living in this town where you are, they may have come from a totally different region, and every region in this country has some cultural differences. The culture of this country is not one descriptive unit. Much of it probably is, but there are variations from city to country and from region to region. So learn about the people you're working with or relating to in some way. Learn about the cultural habits and the customs that might be in their backgrounds. If this friction you're feeling turns out to be a cultural thing, a little bit of culture shock or culture stress, well, then you know what to expect and you can take steps to accept the situation or work around it knowing this is what is likely going to happen. Ask the Lord to wake up your sense of humor so that you can see the funny side of what's happening to you. Does that sound like an unspiritual approach to the problem? Really? Who do you think created your sense of humor and gave it to you? By all means, pray for the situation, but I would suggest that you don't pray for the Lord to change all these situations and smooth them out for you. Pray instead for His peace and calmness as you face each moment of culture shock. Pray that the Lord will help you to recognize some of the happenings as really very minor bumps in the road of life. And like I said, pray for the Lord to wake up your sense of humor so that you can approach each bump on the road with a smile. It really does help. Okay, that's all the time we have for today. More about culture shock and culture stress next week at this same time.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.